day, I'm too much in love.
There's a good little tune to be listening to as you move out to your back patio and get ready to enjoy the outdoors of the great state of Arizona here in this beautiful spring environment. I want to talk about misting and what that can do to your backyard environment, but before I do, I want to touch one more topic on labor shortage in the trades. National Roofing Contractors Association is trying to recruit women. I'd love to have more women in the trades. I'd love to have more women on my payroll out there working in the field, getting the jobs done.
It's been a while, but that's kind of started getting popular about mid-2000s. And it was probably just the recession and the lack of need for labor that existed for all that kind of squashed that, but it's coming back around.
Well, the National Roofing Contractors Association is proud to report that women in the U.S. continue to make, on average, 80 cents for every dollar that a man makes, except in the construction industry.
Interesting.
Where women make 97 cents for every dollar a man makes.
Huh.
How about that? All right.
Interesting.
So if you, as a grandparent or a parent or an uncle, have a young man or woman coming up through high school, getting ready to graduate, not sure what to do, I can only tell you and encourage you that the science of building will be an excellent way to not only make a good living, but make an excellent career. Or, over this next generation.
Or the solution to pay your way through college instead of acquiring a huge amount of student debt that just burdens you the first 20 years of your professional career.
Good point. Excellent point. All right. So we're talking about misters. And this whole month of April, as driven by our calendar that we've put together free for you. And if you want one of our calendars, just contact us at rosieonthehouse.com and let us know your mailing address. And every couple weeks, we put 20, 30, 40, 50 of them together. We just mail them all out at once.
At the end of each month, yeah.
Is that what we do? Because as soon as I got back from my trip, that's the first thing Jen Gura made me do. She says, Rosie, take this box and mail them. It's just a whole box of these envelopes. And it was all our calendars going out to the folks that are requesting them. We're talking about outdoor living comfort and doing things about your backyard that might make it more hospitable and comfortable. Now, it's easy to do in the shoulder seasons of the summer, in the spring and in the fall. And I tell you, the next 60 days is an excellent opportunity to use the concept of moisture and evaporation to make your outdoor living environment extremely comfortable. And one of the ways we do that is with misting systems. Now, these have been around for about 20, 25 years here in the state, and we've gone through a bit of a learning cycle trying to figure out exactly how these need to be set up for most efficient use. You don't want them too low to the ground, where they puddle and create wet spots all over the walking surface, or puddle and wet spots in your hair or on your table outside in your back patio. You want them up high enough so they don't do that, but you want them low enough so that they do cool the temperature. The one great thing about high-pressure misting systems is they're actually cooling the ambient air. It's actually cooling the air itself before it's getting you wet and depending on skin evaporation to give you the feeling of cooling. It has to be a high-pressure system. If you've ever sat at a restaurant or at a friend's house under a misting system that's dripping on you, there's nothing more aggravating than that. You know, you've got this drip system that's dripping onto your hamburger bun or your french fries or your salad. Well, I've never had one drip on a salad.
You have to have a salad to have something to drip on it.
Oh, okay, all right. Maybe that's the case. They're either a plugged nozzle or they're not delivering it in enough pressure. And you have to have specialized nozzles. And when I talk high pressure, I'm talking in excess of 1,000 PSI.
This isn't something you can hook up to your hose.
We're using pumps that are pushing this mist out at over 1,000 PSI, 1,200, 1,300 PSI, through stainless steel tubing, through very special design nozzles that actually atomize the water itself in creating this mist effect. It then begins to evaporate into the natural environment, and in that process, you're actually cooling the ambient air temperature. It's in a properly working mist system can drop the temperature of your environment by as much as 30 degrees in the right environment, installed correctly. And it will do that without getting you wet, your outdoor furniture wet, the cool deck wet, walking surface wet, or your dog wet. You can create a land effect fog system. Be careful. You'll see a lot of them installed around swimming pools. That does reduce your visibility of people in the swimming pool, so just be aware of that. Misting systems mounted on the outside edge of back patio systems are extremely effective. You have to be careful if you're in an environment where the humidity's up a little bit and you have ceiling fans on that back patio. That will condense on the top side of the ceiling fan blades. And then as the fan blades spin, it will spit those water condensation drops all over the windows on your back patio. And you've got yourself a real mess. So again, you've got to learn how to live with the misting system. You need a weather station telling you what the pressure is, what the relative humidity is, what the temperature is. But the next couple months are absolutely the perfect time to drop that back patio temperature from about 90 degrees to about 70 degrees. Turn on your little favorite Jimmy Buffett music or CCR music. Pour yourself a big old glass of that Arizona Solar Sun tea. Drop a couple sprigs of fresh mint that you're growing out in your garden. Curl up with your favorite book. Or Saturday mornings, of course, turn on the radio and Rosie on the House so we can give you tips.
Or you're a late sleeper or had a late night Friday. We have podcasts this afternoon. Listen to it in the afternoon.
And how do you podcast the show?
Well, you just, you go to rosieonthehouse.com. One of the tabs, you'll see it in the menu bar, is called Homeowner Resources. When you mouse over that, you'll have a drop-down menu that appears. Click radio/podcast. And from there, you've got the link to iTunes where you can podcast it or Podbean. iTunes keeps a archive of 20 episodes. Podbean, you can go back. I think we started using Podbean before 2010. Our website, we keep them live for 3 years, but Podbean, they go back a decade.
Where do they keep all that data?
In the internet machine.
On the internet machine. That's a lot of data.
Yeah.
Just the hours of our show over those 10 years. But that's not the only thing you can find on the internet machine.
You can find all kinds of stuff on the internet machine. And with increasing in technology, there's going to be transcription technologies that we'll be implementing instead of, okay, here's a 42-minute hour podcast. Where in this did they talk about misting? Well, the auto-transcribe technology, it'll allow you to find keywords and jump to the different...
You don't have to remember the date of the broadcast. You can just ask it for a topic.
Right. Now, we do existing keywords to help you jump to that as it is, but then the keywords can only bring you to the right audio clip. From in that audio clip, you'll be able to scroll across the audio and see keywords, and when it hits the keyword you're looking for, click start when you see Misting pop up, and it'll help you jump right to it.
And Misting is the topic of the day. You can get our blog by subscribing to our newsletter at rosieonthehouse.com. A couple more tip points I'd like to bring up specifically about Misting is you will be a lot happier with the overall effect of Misting at your house if you have a whole house water treatment system installed and you're doing it with softened water. There's a lot of people that will go to a high-pressure system. They send it through a three-stage filter to get the water before it hits the pump. But that doesn't really take away a lot of the hard minerals. So then you've got this crust that's developing all over your patio furniture that's kind of aggravating. So whole house water treatment system and getting it with softened water, truly softened water, that requires an ionic exchange with salt, is going to be the lower maintenance way for you to mist the backyard and not have the mineral buildup on all your furniture and stuff, as well as the mineral buildup on the micro jets that have to be installed that need to be mounted the appropriate distance apart. You put them too close together and you're going to create wet spots. You spread them too far apart and you're going to have voids and empty spots. So it takes a little bit of engineering.
We have a texter that wants to know, where do I get new nozzles for my mister? He feels they're past the point of trying to save them. I actually ran across this company the other day. A lot of our partners are in that industrial park of the Deer Valley area. Uh-huh. And right on 19th Avenue, there's a company called Aero Mist. And all they do is provide parts. They're mainly for contractors for install, but they'll sell retail to homeowners, walk in. Misting systems, fogging kits, all the fittings and tubing and parts that you need to connect and maintain your misting and outdoor. But it's Aero Mist on 19th Avenue.